Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode number 13 of the Mistakes Were Made podcast. My name is The Real Spoons, also known as Matty Juice. And next to me here, we have Mr. Bags at Bags Gaming on Twitter, the verified one on Pornhub.
No.
Bagaroni. What's up, Bags? How's it going?
Everything's going good.
Good. That's great.
Just banged a thing on the table.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah,
so
let's start.
If you guys don't know, this is a podcast about gaming stuff where we talk about stuff and games. And we hope that you're in for the ride here. And this is episode 13. So hopefully we don't get hexed while we're doing this. Yeah. We don't have a lot of topics to talk about today. So we might try to stretch some out, milk it a little bit. Just flick the teat and, you know,
flick the teat.
And mom, that's a new phrase I'm trying to bring back.
Along with your new nickname, Matty Juice.
Matty Juice. That's me. Matty Juice. So we'll start out, you know, what have you been playing lately, Mr. Bags?
I've been playing Sekiro.
Oh, Sekiro.
Yeah. I keep telling you to play it. You refuse.
I don't refuse to play it. I will outright deny my choice.
Yeah, wait. That's refusing. Same definition.
Mine sounds cooler.
All right, whatever. I'm really enjoying it.
I'll play it eventually.
I really like it. It is hard. It's a Souls game, you know, whatever.
Is it?
It's not. I mean, it's not in the name, but it is at heart. I'm really liking it. I've beaten three of the first bosses, like the main bosses. I've beaten many bosses, but
yeah.
I think I couldn't tell you if I'm halfway through the game or not. I don't know.
There's probably not with only three bosses.
Yeah,
you're probably maybe like a third.
Yeah,
at most.
So I have that. I've been playing that. That's probably going to be a slow burn for me. This took me like 3 days to beat the one boss, but I didn't have a lot of time to play. But
one thing you got to do is make sure like you don't take too big of a break.
I know, because I don't forget.
It'll just be even more frustrating coming back.
Yeah. So I kind of know what's going on. It's good. Story's not bad. You know how for one of those games, you just got to be able to rip away a chunk of time.
Jersey Ripper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hot dogs.
Yeah.
They're out of context joke. But also, I've been playing Katana Zero.
Oh, man. Yeah. You're playing Sekiro and Katana Zero.
Yeah. Katana Zero is dope. It's there only $15 on the Steam or Switch.
Yeah, you okay?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Katana Zero. I probably will pick it up.
It's
eventually
awesome. It's cool. I think I'm almost done with it, actually. I don't think it's a long game.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I might be wrong.
Yeah.
I might be very wrong, but I'm getting the vibe that I'm almost done with it.
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure how long it is.
But I'm not sure. So that's pretty much it. That's all I've been playing.
Cool.
Recently, I want to pick up Cuphead on the Switch.
Yep,
that finally came out. And what's the game you told me?
So I have been playing this game called Hell Is Other Demons, and we can play a little bit after this if you want, just so you can see it.
Okay.
But it's a game. So we also saw Katana Zero at PAX when me and Tommy Johns went, and then we were able to play Hell Is Other Demons there, and it's basically a really difficult game. But it's like a platformer, mm-hmm. but it's not a side-scrolling platformer. So like basically like you spawn in as this guy, and then all these things spawn around you, and you have to kill them, and you have to beat the level.
Okay.
And then you go to the next level that has more shit to do, and then you can like unlock new abilities and stuff. But the art style for the game is really
right
awesome.
There, Skippy?
Yeah, I'm burping a lot. Yeah, but the art style for the game is awesome, and the music is great. And just everything about it is only $10 on the Switch.
And I
think it's on PC too. I'm not really sure.
I'll get it on the Switch.
But yeah, it's been great on the Switch. I have heard in some reviews that there are like some technical issues with the game that have to be patched, but I haven't encountered any myself. But it is a really difficult game, but it's a lot of fun. And it's been a lot better since I got a pro controller for the Switch to play that game on because my left Joy-Con in that game kept killing me because it kept moving me.
I think it messed up a lot of my Tetris 99 runs. You're fucking left.
No, I think you're terrible.
I think I'm better than you.
I've also been playing Sea of Thieves, which is a big update coming in less than a week. So that's been fun. What else have I been playing?
Sekiro.
No, I played a little bit of No Man's Sky, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because they came out with a new update, like a Vulkan update, which I guess is something to do with like PC rendering. So apparently it ran a lot smoother, and I played it, and actually like it made like a huge improvements for a lot of people on PC. So that was nice.
What about, are you still playing Beat Saber?
So I have been playing Beat Saber, but like the headphones I use are the ones I bring to work. So sometimes I forget to bring them home from work, and I like to play with the headphones on. So like, I have to either, I think I have another pair of headphones at my house, my other house or whatever.
You have two houses?
My parents' house. And I have to go pick those up so I can use those for Beat Saber, but, and for other VR stuff.
Yeah.
The Beat Saber. Let's see. I'm also, I think I'm going to subscribe to Xbox Game Pass for 3 months and play some Ashen and maybe some other games on there because there's a bunch of them.
It's a good deal. Don't do it, but it's a good deal. My Xbox isn't even plugged in.
It's $1 for 3 months, so I'm like, might as well. I even have a 14-day trial right there from like 2 years ago at PAX or something like that.
All
right,
guys, I'm going to read off this code.
Don't do it. I think it says what it's from, though. Yeah, it does. In the bottom
right. What's a Steam gift
card? Whoa.
You didn't scratch them yet. I can't read anything.
Yeah, I don't care. Whoa.
Use the Steam gift card.
Use the Force. I will.
Get secure on Steam.
No.
Use it for free.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been playing that. I've also been playing some Ding Dong XL.
Oh, Ding Dong.
Yes, did you see the new characters on Ding Dong XL? Please. I got Porty, I got Jared. I still need to get...
I'm going to get on the Switch.
The other guy.
I don't know who the other guy is.
It's a black guy.
Go!
I don't know who he is. Xavier, I don't know. Woods? That's the... It's all pixelated, so there's no other way I can actually... No, it's not Xavier Woods. It's another guy. I don't know who it is. But there's no other way I can describe him. So,
who do you like to play as the best?
And there's also other ones.
Are you a Jared
too.
Guy?
I've been playing as Porty.
No. Okay.
But I did play as Jared because I like his blips and his beeps and stuff.
Different? Stuff.
Yeah, it's different little things.
Is it like his voice? Or
No. But it, like little names.
Ding Dongs?
No.
You like Jared's Ding Dong?
No. Little names come up that say like bleep and because it's hop, blip, and a jump. For Jared, yeah. So. Like those things pop up, and then when you die, like instead of it being like fireworks or whatever, it's like all his little
that's cool
sayings and stuff.
Do this.
Yeah, and for Porty, it's different. When you die, it's like dog treats or something like that. And then there's the IGN logo, I think.
Oh, really?
Is one of them? Yeah. So I've been playing and
Spoons
trying to get
like Jared. Spoons likes Jared's Ding Dongs.
Are you drunk? I also played this other game on my. On my mobile device.
Yeah.
It's called 12 Smith and it's a puzzle game. And have you ever played Threes?
No.
You know what it is?
Game?
It's like a little puzzle game where you got to like combine stuff. So it like gets to the number three or something like that. It's a puzzle game where it's like a hexagon and there's numbers and you have to combine them to get up to like the number 12. I don't know. It's like a numbers game or whatever, but it's cool. And it was actually – it's from like a little indie developer in Wisconsin, I think.
Oh, okay.
As we because I found out about them through Tommy John's show when he interviewed the guys from Bomb Sorters. Yeah, and I guess they're from Wisconsin, so they mentioned this other developer. So I checked them out, and it's a cool game.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I got to get back on that Ding Dong grind.
Got to get that Ding Dong grind, man. That Ding Dong grind. But it's been a good time.
Yeah.
Just play Sekiro. You know? I'm Sea of Thieves' update comes out on the 30th, man.
I'm literally going to be playing
Sea of Thieves every day.
You should play Katana Zero.
I don't have time. That's why I got Hell's Other Demons, because it's not like a story game or anything. It's just
I'll let it pass.
All right, good.
You know, you just don't like good games. It's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. There's plenty of games you haven't played. Beat Bloodborne. You bought Sekiro. No, you have Bloodborne.
I didn't buy Bloodborne.
You have Bloodborne.
I have it. Didn't buy it.
All right.
Nah.
I have Sekiro. I didn't buy it.
Sekiro.
What the fuck's the difference?
Sekiro's better.
How do you know?
I've played Bloodborne.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you know it's better?
I've played Sekiro.
What, do you play 10 minutes of Bloodborne?
This is an opinionated argument. It's not right? And I beat the first boss in Bloodborne. Not opinionated. Yeah, it is.
No.
You could like you play could Sea like Thieves. I have.
Play The Division.
I have.
Play The Division.
I have.
No, you haven't. You haven't played as much as me.
I know. I don't know. It didn't grab me. I don't know why. Maybe there's something
wrong. Maybe because you need to play it.
I did play it.
Fuck you. This podcast is over. I'm done.
All right. Let's get into the first topic here. Stop yelling at each other.
Yeah. So the first topic is called Why Bags Sucks.
Okay. Because I like Sekiro and not Bloodborne. I'm going to play true. Bloodborne again.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Yeah, when I beat Sekiro.
You'll be like 60. You'll be like, I put Bloodborne back up on my PS2.
Because it'll go back in time.
Yeah. All right, so the first topic actually has to do with PlayStation, and it's for a game that comes out tomorrow called Days Gone. And there's been reviews that have come out for it. And it's not looking too hot.
Twitter arguments have had.
Yes, it's not looking too hot for Days Gone. It seems like there's a lot of
negative
press. Technical issues with the game. Just the game was too long. It's
clunky. The story is not captivating.
Exactly. So it's kind of shocking just because Sony has been so good with their first party titles. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm not overly surprised that this is an issue because there was a lot of like questions that came with Days Gone, like, oh, another zombie game or something like that. And like they might have done zombies in a unique way.
Like, it's well, they might have done zombies in a cool way. Let's loot every house, you know, open world adventure game.
Well, I feel like they might have done zombies in a good way, like a different way.
Called tweakers or something, I think.
But whatever, it doesn't matter what they're called. But like, as far as like the mechanics of them, like I've heard that like they did a fine job with that. But I feel like with a game like Days Gone, maybe the developers were too focused on like making sure it wasn't just another zombie game, that it didn't focus enough on the other parts of the game, you know?
It's that kind could of, be.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, for a game, that would be like if every game had, I don't know, fucking fishing in it. And people were sick of fishing in games. And then Red Dead Redemption 2 came out.
We just redid fishing in a new way.
Yeah, and Red Dead Redemption 2 came out, and they focused so much on the fishing aspect in that game that they wanted it to be unique, but then they forgot about the rest of the rest of the game. You know, like it's just
I don't know. I've expressed my opinion on it takes like a certain like type of open world adventure game to grab me. And like Spider-Man, Horizon Zero Dawn, God of War, like those games pulled me in. Unfortunately, like the last Assassin's Creed I played was Odyssey. It was a good game, but then it got to the point where it came a little too grindy.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to do that. And then this game, I feel like it's just going to be this open world grind.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do it. I'm going to lose interest and I'm going to waste. Like Red Dead, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Like it's not a bad game. Doesn't mean it's a bad game. I just didn't like it.
Well, see, the thing with me is like the other Sony like first party titles or just like open world games. Like I feel like I resonate more when they show sort of like what the story is. Like that, you know. So like a game like Red Dead Redemption 2. Like if you look at like the trailers and stuff, like that looks cool.
Yeah.
You know? And like the only reason
they did do Days Gone like story like
yeah, but press. Like none of them grabbed me like that much, to be honest, you know. And like even like well obviously The Last of Us had great like story stuff, but that's not really much of an open world game compared to the other ones. But God of War
was a little different.
You watch like the story trailers or the cinematic it's awesome.
God of War was like the same thing. It's like it came out and I'm like, all right, like I know this game's out, I'm just gonna keep my eyes on it, you know? And then it started getting like killer reviews. And everybody's like, this game's awesome. So, and then I picked it up, and it was great.
Yeah.
And that's how I was going to go about this game, too. And when it started to get shitty reviews, I'm like, well, it's already a genre that's hit or miss with me. It's one end of the spectrum and the other. There's no middle ground. So if it's getting shit reviews, I'm not going to take the chance on it if I know the genre is already on thin ice for my tastes.
Yeah.
And then if it's not getting good game, like I'm not going to get into it, but I mentioned the Twitter argument before. One of the things that I've thought about is like, yeah, like I can't afford to buy every game that comes out. So I have to rely on these reviews and stuff to see if like, okay, is this a game worth getting? Because like I bought Red Dead and it wasn't for me. I didn't like it. So yeah. I didn't pay full price because I traded shit in, but I wasted trade-in money and I wasted money because that game doesn't appeal to me.
The biggest thing with that though is I feel like now officially I just don't like Rockstar games. Like I would have had a better time with Red Dead Redemption 2 if the controls were different. Yeah. Like if it was a game, like I like the gameplay, the world, everything about that. But if the controls were different, I would have liked it more.
Yeah, other aspects I didn't like about it.
Yeah, but I feel like that was the biggest issue with me with the game was literally I would get into the game, I would get involved with the game, and then the controls would end up distracting me from like what I was doing because I'd be like, why is it like this? Why is this the control?
I never liked the way GTA controlled either. Like I'm an outlier. I don't really like GTA 5. I have it. I've played it. Never touched the story. Like maybe I'm missing out. I don't know.
I played the story for GTA 5.
I just don't like. I'm not grab to play the game. Yeah, it's fun dicking around with friends in the open world multiplayer for a little bit, but it's like our friends go through phases. It's like, all right, let's download GTA. I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm gonna play GTA for 2 days and then be done.
Well, literally, just for me, it's literally controls. Like the controls for GTA, I just think of the stupidest things in the world. Like, why? It distracts me from the game.
Yeah.
Like, I should never be playing
the game. Well, I said it in one of the first podcasts. Like, I was playing Red Dead, and I wanted to save these guys, and I'm like, okay. And I hit the wrong button. I blew his fucking face off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I should never be playing a game where the controls interfere with my experience
I mean, when you play a new game, like, say you're playing Xbox for a while and you get a PS4 exclusive, you're going to have to reacquaint yourself with the controller a little bit. But then that, like...
Yeah, but
it happens over time. But I feel like with Red Dead, at least for me, the controls are so weird. Like, they're different than any other game on anything else.
Well, there's no like learning curve with games like for Rockstar. So like for example, if you play like The Last of Us, like they have a different control scheme for like, you know, aiming their gun and equipping stuff. But with Red Dead, I feel like it's like your brain is like, all right, this should be the button for this. And then when you click that, it doesn't do that.
Yeah.
But like with games like with like The Last of Us, you're like, all right, it makes sense why that button does this. Uh-huh. It's like in Red Dead, I'm like, why does that button do that?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
And honestly,
it's just like they didn't even have like QA testing for that. Like we're just like, yeah, this is the button.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be the button for that.
And the world is really pretty. And we got way off topic with Red Dead. I don't know. The world has to captivate me. The story has to captivate me to like want to play it.
Yeah.
I've noticed I've changed as a gamer, I guess. Like games like I like Destiny, right? That we put a ton of hours into Destiny, but that was like I guess it depends on what's going on outside of games. Like right now I don't really have time to spend 4 hours on a raid. You know, like I could
As you might want to.
Yeah, like I might want to, but it's like I talk to my girlfriend after work on the phone. Like I don't have time to sit by myself or not by myself, but like just seclude myself on the computer and play like that. So I'm gaming in small chunks, you know, and Red Dead for me, and I want to get back to Days Gone, but the way the story was, like, big plot points were too spaced out. And maybe I didn't play enough of the game, you know, but it was too spaced out to grab me. It was too much of side
too
bullshit.
Too open world for it. Like, it was too much to do.
And that's where I'm learning about myself as a gamer. Like, if it's really grindy and open world, I don't really like it.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't like I played a ton of Destiny 2, so I guess it doesn't count, but Division 2, like the game is not a bad game. It's just, it didn't pull me in.
Yeah.
And I don't have the time to put right now to grind to get up to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like, I feel like, you know, with like limited time that we have, you want to play a game. Like if a game doesn't immediately grab you, like you immediately associate it with like, all right, that's not worth the little bit of time that I have every day. Because right. Even if there's a game like Destiny where like you have to grind, mm-hmm. like sometimes, you know, there's games like that where it's like, even if you have an hour a day, it's like, oh, I'll still hop on and grind a little bit yeah. because I like this game has grabbed me.
Yeah. And Destiny did, I guess, because it's like a smaller comparing Destiny and Red Dead isn't really fair in my opinion.
Well, you can compare Red Dead and like God of War. Like you like God of War grabbed you because you wanted to go back and actually see what happened in the story.
Yeah.
But with Red Dead, there was so much other stuff happening outside of the story
that I just didn't want to deal with that.
It's not worth your time. Yeah, it's exactly
why I got stuck in Assassin's Creed Odyssey, because I just want to play through the story, and it gets to a point where yeah, you could do this mission, but you're too low a level. You don't have the right gear, so you know it's going to be hard. And then I can't beat it because these guys are one-shotting me if I'm not perfect.
Yeah, and that's why you start kind of focusing on games that don't have such like a strong story, like games on the Switch, for example, like indie games. Like you don't, you know,
Katana like, Zero, and I'm just
even like Sekiro. Like you just want to like play. You know, I don't know how invested like you are in, like, the actual story of Sekiro.
Like, I understand what's going on.
But you just want to kill – you want to be much, badass like, I'm just and kill trying big to, monsters.
It's just a challenge, right? Yeah. Like, that's all I'm doing.
That's all I play in Dark Souls. I don't know what the hell the story is.
I kind of know what the story's going on. There's not really cutscenes in Sekiro. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of weird saying, you know, like, talking about this but while playing Sekiro, because it's kind of like the same thing. But it's like I don't have to grind, really. For things like, yeah, there's bosses where maybe I should have another health container to heal myself, you know, but you don't need to grind that much. You just need to figure out the pattern of, or like the strategy that works against the enemy.
Well, yeah.
And that's different than grinding.
But with an open world game, like if you have like an hour a day to play, it's going to take you like 2 years to beat that game. But with a game like Sekiro, if you have an hour a day to play, like you can learn a pattern in an hour.
Yeah, it's like if I get good at the game,
you can beat the boss and move on.
Exactly. That's how I beat the most recent boss.
So it's like, is it really?
It took 2 days and I beat him.
Like you're only ever going to play an open world game if it really grabs you. Yeah. Like, I could play this for the next 6 months to a year. Like that's what happened with Destiny. I mean, and they're out there like
Spider-Man, Destiny, Horizon Zero Dawn. I mean, with Destiny 2, like, it depends on what's going on.
It's a little different because Destiny, like, we're not that invested in the story as much as the gameplay.
And Destiny, you could do bite-sized things.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you could play, you could do the
you can't really do that in Red Dead Redemption.
No.
Like, what are you going to go fucking fish for 30 minutes and be like, yeah, that was productive?
And same thing with like the Assassin's Creed and other games like that. It's like, I don't want to go kill,
collect some berries, scrub
bosses,
an hour.
And do stupid side quests that are boring. Mm-hmm. For 2 hours just to get to where I need to be to beat this one thing. And then who knows, like if I just barely get to level and then I beat it.
Yeah.
Well, the next mission, do I have to do that over again? Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And maybe that was one of my worries with Days Gone. Like I didn't want to be stuck in that grind.
Yep.
And I knew it was going to be that type of game based on what they've said and what they've showed. But I didn't, like, I was still going to give it its fair shake because God of War was really good.
It's
Horizon
PS4
was really
first
good.
First party game.
Yeah, Bloodborne is good.
Like,
even
they've been hitting it out of the park. Everyone had their eyes on Days Gone. Like, this is the next.
Like,
is this
like
the next
thought
franchise
a lot of,
for Sony?
A lot of the, like, I remember listening to Kind of Funny's podcast before they got the like review copies, and he said this game might surprise a lot of people, and then I guess the full version didn't it's really long. Like I'm not gonna waste my time with it. Really. Yeah. I already did that with Red Dead. I
especially
don't do
with Sea of Thieves having their update, right?
But that's like a different thing, you know.
Yeah, but why? You know, why would you play Days Gone when you can play Sea of Thieves? You know.
Yeah, yeah.
No. But
I get it.
No, I definitely understand. Plus, I mean, you know, even though Sony's not on E3, E3 is right around the corner, man. And,
oh, yeah. Well, we'll see what's going to come out. Xbox is going to come out swinging, but...
Yeah.
And we'll get the third parties. Like, Sekiro is an awesome fucking game. Like, and that's... That's, you know, on everything. Like, it's not exclusive.
which confused the shit out of me. I thought it was an exclusive.
Because they showed it at Sony's conference.
Yeah, I know.
And they have,
and it looked so good that I was like, oh, this is another exclusive.
They have that other game. I think Sucker Punch is doing it. It's the very it'll come to me later. But they're,
Sony, it's only it's for a Sony, PS4? It,
yeah, it's PS4 exclusive. Is it and a, it's very, like, it's very
describe it.
Japanese.
Sony Japanese game. You think Sucker Punch is doing it? Gravity Rush, The Last Guardian, Knack.
It's Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Sorry, the football draft is on, and the Jets are on the clock. So.
And they just drafted Bags. No, oh, but go ahead.
I don't want to go off. The player I wanted was taken in the second pick.
So no.
I want them to
happen.
Trade down.
Oh,
so we'll see what happens. But
Eagles
let's get back
to the 25th pick or something.
Yes, I don't know. I really, and I'm at a point in my life where I can't be blowing money on just a game I'm going to spend like an hour with. Like, I just can't do that.
Especially,
so.
I mean, it's a game I might eventually play, especially since the reviews aren't great. You can see it going on sale.
Yeah,
like,
if it's
within
on
6 months,
and you know,
for 30 bucks, and there you go.
And then I'll give it a shot, but I can't spend 60 bucks on that. Like, that's not. I don't know. And I just can't do it.
Yep. And this actually, for some reason, this reminded me of this. And this wasn't on our topic list. So I'm gonna surprise you with this one. Did you see what is happening with Anthem? That they pushed their entire roadmap back?
Really?
They delayed their entire roadmap for Anthem. And people think that it's a sign that they're just going to give up on the game. I guess like they did with
see, like, I don't understand. They had
like
so
they did with Star Wars Battlefront 2. I think they ended up
EA is I don't like EA like as a publishing company.
Other than Apex, but
that's mostly Respawn. But think about this: they had BioWare, who's really good at making story-driven games. Right? They made Mass Effect series. Then they had Respawn.
Or Mass Effect Andromeda, that's what they gave up on. Not
But anyway, Mass Effects 1, 2, and 3 were good.
No, I'm saying, that reminded me. Like,
So they had BioWare, who's really good at story-driven, like,
single-player
games. Yeah. Then they have Respawn, who's good at multiplayer aspect games. So let's give our online MMO in quotes game to the fucking single-player people.
Yeah.
Just give it to Respawn.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, could you imagine a looter shooter in the Titanfall universe?
That'd be dope as fuck.
Awesome.
That'd
be cool.
EA does not know what the fuck they're doing.
And we're going to talk about Respawn in a little bit. But, yeah, I just think that, like, honestly, when Anthem came out, there were so many mixed reviews for the game. Like, I saw people loving it, and I saw people hating
it.
And then now looking, like, I'm so happy I didn't buy it.
Oh, me too.
Because, like, they're delaying their entire roadmap. Like, holy shit. Yeah. Because
they're not making enough money.
Like, Destiny didn't even fuck up that much.
they're not making enough money to, like, sustain that. So they're like, fuck. Like, what they need to do is what No Man's Sky did. They need to be like, we fucked it up. Sorry, we're fixing it. And then hopefully they get some good
blood. No Man's Sky, they didn't even say anything. They just put their heads down, and like all of a sudden a year later, they're like, oh, by the way, we have a giant update for you.
Yeah, they need to do something
of
that extent.
They just need to put their heads down and work on the game.
Yeah.
Because honestly, they can say whatever they want, like, oh, we're going to fix it and stuff, but nothing's going to make players come back until you actually do it. Like, what? Like, look at, exactly. Look at No Man's Sky.
They need to do something like that.
Like, let your work show for itself.
But then
it's like, talk.
But the difference here is it's EA, and they probably have a lot more money than what was the name of the studio that made No Man's Sky?
Hello Games.
Yeah, like, that's one of their only games.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But before we get into our next topic here, I just want to take a moment and just give you guys a little bit of an advertisement, a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to the Mistakes We Made podcast. So stay frosty, stay beautiful, and we'll hear back. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you enjoyed that sponsored segment there.
Are we both talking in the air?
I don't remember, but let us know on Twitter who was talking in the ad. Me, Bags, or other. And so we're back. And we finished talking about Days Gone. Bags was able to see who the Jets drafted. Quinnen Williams. So, yep. Quinnen, if you're listening,
bring it home. Bring it home, and buddy.
Bring it all the way home. Make sure you're home by playoff time. And yeah, so anyway, our next topic we're going to talk about Fortnite Avengers. So
probably the next topics are going to go pretty quickly.
Yeah, they're going pretty quick.
We're not
going
to get
So it's not going to be super long.
Yeah.
But if you guys don't know, Avenger or Fortnite had like an Avengers update.
They had one last year with Thanos, right?
Right, so for Infinity War.
If you found the gauntlet.
Was Infinity War last year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If you found the gauntlet, you turn into Thanos and you just be a powerhouse.
Yeah. This year, I guess one of the characters you can choose is Black Widow, and you can kind of customize her.
I think that's like a skin.
Yeah. And then there's items in the world that relate to each of the Avengers. So there's Captain America's shield, Iron Man's gauntlets, Thor's hammer.
Axe.
And whatever. It's the axe.
It's an axe.
It's the storm
it's
axe.
The Infinity it's the Blade. Oh, no, it's not. It's Stormbreaker.
Stormbreaker, yeah. And then you can also turn into Thanos by collecting some stones, I guess, maybe when you kill people at certain times. But it looks pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't think I'm going to try it. I'm just not going to lie.
I'm not going to try it either, but honestly, like...
It's cool that they do this.
Yeah, because like I feel like back in the day, maybe... Calm down, all right? Back in the day, you know, you would almost dream like, it would be so cool if this game... merge with superheroes.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And, like, Fortnite's actually able
like
to do
Spider-Man
that.
Spider-Man and Super Smash.
Yeah, like, you know, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, like, it would be so cool if a game could do that, and Fortnite is big enough where they can actually do that.
Yeah.
And it just makes sense for them to do that, like, to make special modes.
Yeah,
and stuff.
They had
like,
the mode just, last year, so it only makes sense to expound upon.
And I'm sure it's fun and, you know, people like it, but... it's cool. It's cool that they're doing it.
Yeah,
so.
it's more money for Epic and Marvel.
Yeah, it's. I wish they would also do it with like DC stuff because that would be cool too.
Yeah.
Like to maybe have Batman stuff in there.
Yeah, but maybe they signed like an agreement with Marvel.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
You know,
probably.
You do this with us. It's gonna be.
And or like Flash stuff would be awesome.
Yeah,
there, you know, like be able to run faster or something like that. But yeah.
It's cool. And Fortnite's the biggest game on the planet still. Mm-hmm. So. You know, they're all...
That's until I release my game.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
It's a mobile game. It's a fart button.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you'll see. You'll all see.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So that kind of covers the Fortnite stuff.
Yeah. We're not going to get into it. If you live on this planet, you know about Fortnite.
Yep. And if you play Fortnite, you know about the Avengers thing. So
yeah.
That's pretty much that. But the next topic actually kind of goes back to what we were talking about before with Anthem, but it has to do with Respawn. And the fact that they're actually taking their focus away from the next Titanfall game and they are focusing solely on Apex Legends, and also they have a separate team working on the Star Wars game that's coming out. So they're not – basically the whole news was that they're not working – they don't have a team working on the next Titanfall game. So I actually have mixed feelings about this. Like, I understand why they're doing it because Apex obviously is doing really well.
Yeah. Apex is fun. I haven't played in a bit, but it's fun.
Yeah, like, it's fun, you know. And, like, people have been saying, like, oh, you know, like, Apex is dying and all that stuff. And it's
I
like,
don't think so.
Obviously, it's not going to have its peak numbers all the time.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they're peak numbers. But it's like the game is still so new. And, like, I understand they could add more content to it.
They need to tweak, in my opinion. They need to tweak, like... that battle pass or whatever. It's not.
Yeah, they've talked about that actually.
Like I didn't buy it. I didn't buy the battle pass.
But they've talked about that, and I think, you know, Fortnite updates their game so often that, like, I think Apex, they don't have to do it as often, but it'd be nice if they did it just as much.
I think Apex still has the player pool to compete with Fortnite.
Yeah. You know, they're in the conversation.
Yeah.
But I am actually kind of disappointed that they're not working on the next Titanfall. Because I love Titanfall 1. Like, even though there was no really campaign for it, but I love that game. Like, I played a shitload. The first 2 days, I played for, like, over 30 hours.
I remember that.
With my roommate. And it was just, we had, like, a great time. It was awesome. The second game, I don't think I even got it at launch. I don't remember. But one of my viewers actually got it for me on Xbox. Mr. Kmore. So if you're listening, thank you, sir. And I heard great things about the story in that game.
Yeah, people still talk about it. Still comes up on podcasts.
It wasn't a very long story, but it has to be one of the greatest FPS game stories.
I never played it.
You should. Like, it has to be one of the best FPS game stories I've ever played.
Yeah.
Like, it was just awesome. Like, everything they did was really cool. And I wish it was longer because I just want more of awesome story. But it's just like, it was just, they did so many like neat things that I've never really seen before in a game. And plus, Titanfall is such a cool universe that it just makes sense to have a story like that.
I'm just going to put Titans in Apex.
That'd be cool as well. Yeah. But I kind of wish they were still working on, and the multiplayer was great in Titanfall 2 as well. Like, it was just kind of more of the same from the first game with some cool modes that they added.
Yeah.
But I think that I'm kind of disappointed because like I was like, maybe at E3, like Microsoft would
maybe
be like,
not. I mean,
here's Titanfall 3 release date or something.
I think
like
we
that.
Will get a Titanfall 3 eventually, though.
Yeah, you know? I just think that, like, I don't. So many people ended up purchasing Titanfall because of Apex, because like they're like, you know, Titanfall developer.
We had friends who did it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think that. Like, I don't want that momentum to kind of die off. And then it's like, oh, Titanfall 3 is out. And then people kind of like, oh, they're like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So I was kind of hoping that at like E3, they would at least, they maybe say like Titanfall 3 is coming next year or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then people would be hyped for it, you know? And then at E3 next year, they would show like gameplay. And then they announce a release date or something like that. Because it's kind of like coming off of the coattails of Apex being released if they announced it this year. But it looks like that's not happening.
Just use the hype to like keep the hype.
Yeah, exactly.
Going.
Like just keep it going, you know? Yeah. But
you know,
I
maybe
understand.
It's EA being like, hey, you guys can't shouldn't.
I also think it's like Respawn looking at the feedback for Apex and realizing they don't have enough manpower to like do everything that they want to do.
Yeah,
and they're like, all right, you guys on Titanfall, you know, maybe chill for 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
Help us with Apex and then maybe go back to Titanfall.
Right.
But I hope that there is another Titanfall game.
I think there will be eventually.
Because I really love the second one. Yeah.
You get it on the next generation.
Yeah. Get it on my Switch.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. But
I mean,
I guess it could. They put other games, but I don't know.
Put Wolfenstein on there and Doom.
Yeah.
That's true. You know?
This is true.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was kind of something that came out that was in the news about Respawn. And I mean, it makes sense, but like a lot of people were kind of like disappointed. Some people were really happy because they love Apex, but I'm kind of on the fence because I like both. So it's like, you know, I'm glad that they're going to be doing more with Apex, but it's also, I like Titanfall a lot.
Yeah, it's like
Titanfall has to be one of my favorite FPS games, actually, like ever.
FPS, no, Call of Duty World of War.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, like there's certain Call of Duty games. I didn't play a lot of that
one. I don't
think
I'm going to get another Call of Duty. We don't play them enough.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
To justify this.
Yep.
Like, I can't do it.
I agree. The only way I would buy another Call of Duty if it was like a remaster of an old one.
Yeah, we do
like
that. And I wish
World
I could buy
remaster.
Like the zombies by itself. Like just give me the zombies game.
I hope they do that. I would spend $30.
Like,
on
let
just
me spend
zombies.
$25, $30 bucks just for zombies. Because like none of our buddies buy it. There's three of us buy it. We don't play it enough.
And honestly, like the latest Call of Duty was fun. Like,
yeah,
I had a great
like,
time with it.
Was
we just
fun.
We just like there was other stuff that was coming out.
Yeah.
And like I like Blackout. That was a lot of fun. And
I like
multiplayer
Apex
was cool.
Than Blackout, though.
Oh yeah, me too. But like at the time, Blackout was like the shit, you know?
Uh-huh.
It was just like none of our friends really played it.
Nobody
and it just other stuff ended up coming out.
Yeah,
and it just doesn't
grab me like it used to.
Yeah. It's like looked at as like a time killer.
They're
now.
Just beating the dead horse.
Zombies was fun though.
Yeah,
like,
it was
you
fun.
Know, but if I could just buy that, I would play it more for sure. Especially like it would be awesome if Treyarch just did they just released a zombies game and it had every old
like
zombies
every,
map. They don't need new maps.
I
just
would buy
just
that
release
in a heartbeat.
The old maps, all of them together. You know, I would pay $60 for that.
Oh yeah, I would too, and like, I'd probably play more of it than I did.
You know, like just the nostalgia alone would be awesome.
Yeah.
So. And, like, I have the most fun probably playing the remastered maps they do anyway in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Then the new ones are cool.
I always spent the extra money to get, like, Dereese and stuff.
Yeah,
like
exactly. The Giant, as they called it in Black Ops 3, I think, right?
Yeah.
But it's still, exactly. It's so much fun. And yeah, so.
But I don't know. Maybe they'll do that. Maybe they won't.
I also really enjoyed Modern Warfare 2, personally. That was
Call
of Duty I played the most.
I really like that one's multiplayer. There's a lot of good times playing that one. It's just World at War is the first one that got me.
I think that
Black Ops, the first one was good, too.
The first Black Ops is probably my favorite Call of Duty.
Even the story. Like, I liked the story for the first Black Ops.
Yeah, I never really played it.
It grabbed me. Like, those early Call of Duty stories, they grabbed me. But then since then, it's like, I mean, the most recent one didn't even have one.
Well, the first Black Ops had the movie theater zombie map, right?
Is that the yes, one? Yes, it did.
It's not Nocturne Toad.
It's Kino.
Kino. That map is like classic. Like, yeah. I love that freaking map. We played the shitload of that. Anyway, so that if they like remastered Black Ops, I would buy it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I think
they don't
like
Black Ops
like
5.
World at War, Modern Warfare 2, Black Ops, like any of those remastered, I would pick up.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Even like if I know they remastered Modern Warfare 1.
Yeah, but I think just.
But I don't think it's separate.
Yeah, I don't know.
But like,
that one was one that I was like, it was good, but then like.
Well, if it was ever on sale for like $10, I'd probably buy it.
Oh
like,
yeah,
just because I had played it before, I did like it, but it never was a one that I played a lot of. So.
But yeah, that one it didn't get me as much as the other ones did, but. Yeah.
But anyway, so the next topic here, so we're watching the NFL
draft.
We have
the draft on silent. Yeah. We're just seeing like some of the people in the crowd.
Yeah, they're kind of crazy looking. So the next topic here, we have two more to go through, is for an Android game that's coming out from Nintendo called Mario Kart Tour, which they did announce before, but they actually, there's a closed beta sign up for it now just for Android. So I was able to sign up. All you need to do is have your Nintendo account, email. It has to be a Gmail account. And then all you do is like just Google Mario Kart Tour beta sign up and you sign in through Nintendo and then it just signs you up and they'll email you if you get in or whatever. But it's only for Android for now. And, I'm looking forward to it. I've never really like thought I wanted a Mario Kart experience on my phone, but like now hearing or like seeing
I would try it.
It could be a lot of fun, you know.
Mobile gaming on my phone besides things like Tetris or Ding Dong XL has never grabbed me.
Yeah, it's just a time
killer. I mean Mario Super Mario Run was cool. Like I tried to like beat that. Like Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, I didn't really like it.
But just
like
just
Pokemon Go, like it has to be bite sized things for me.
Yeah. Well, just think if we were like in a movie theater.
I mean, we used to do that with the Sonic Sega All-Stars.
Exactly. Yeah. What if we're like, oh, you want to play a game of Mario Kart? Yeah. Boot it up, bam. Like we would do that in a heartbeat, you know?
Yeah.
So stuff like that I think is fun. But yeah, I only play mobile games to kill time.
Yeah.
It's not like I go out of my way to do it.
I was never one for like the mobile touchscreen like buttons. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't like that. I feel like my fat fingers get in the way of seeing the screen. So that's why those things don't grab me. And games like Tetris, I would play and not play anything else. Yeah.
But anyway, it's coming out. So if you're interested in Mario Kart Tour, it's supposed to be coming out summer 2019. So in a few months here, and you'll be able to play the closed beta on Android.
Yeah, so hopefully it's good.
Yeah. And our final topic of the day here is the movie Shazam, which is a DC movie that came out a few weeks ago. And features Zachary Levi, and it is it's a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked it. I think with Avengers coming out so soon, like I was just like when I went to see it, I was like I wanted to be watching Avengers.
Oh yeah.
But no, it was a good movie. I liked it. I feel like Zachary Levi's character was a bit odd. I don't think this is spoilers for the movie, but if you don't want to hear any details about it, you know, just stop listening. Just be warned. I think I talked about it with our buddy Rick because I saw the movie with him. He didn't like how Zachary Levi like Zachary Levi's personality was a lot different than the kids, mm-hmm. who was supposed to be the same person, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But So I thought about it later, and it's like, this kid just got superpowers, is dealing with all this shit with his family and his foster family and his mom and stuff.
Yeah.
So figure, like, when he is Shazam, he's not thinking about everything that's worrying him. So yeah. He's like carefree. So that's like his true personality. Like you're seeing a kid who's really upset about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And then you can see him finally relax as Shazam. So like, I think that kind of justifies, in my eyes, the change in personality between Zachary Levi and the kid.
Well, yeah, I think like the fact that so much was going wrong for him, and then all of a sudden he's a superhero, and like it's like he's just not worried about
it. Took
his
mind off that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that's why the way he acted was a little different.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a superhero.
Yeah, like he can be himself almost. Yeah. Like, so I think like that to me justifies the change.
You could tell even when like he was a kid that you knew he was like he didn't want to be troubled. You know, like he wasn't like a bad kid. He just like he wanted like someone to take care of him. He wanted to be happy, you know?
Sorry, it's the Giants. I'm really curious who they're gonna take.
They're gonna take whoever sucks the most. Oh, you know, he wanted to be happy. He just wanted answers, he wanted to be loved by his biological family. And I think, he was given an opportunity when he became Shazam.
Yeah.
You know? I also really like Zachary Levi personally, because I've watched Chuck before. I like him and Chuck. Like, he's a lot of fun. They took a QB, Daniel Jones.
Sorry, this is a huge tangent, but I'm surprised if
they didn't take Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah, if he's on the board,
that's because Daniel Jones has such a better name than Dwayne Haskins.
I guess
this is Danny Jones, man. Danny Joni. No,
he's their quarterback. D.
Jones,
I guess. But anyway, yeah. No, the movie is good. It's a lot better for like a DC movie.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely one of the better DC movies.
Yeah. I don't know what their DC's trying to do. Are they trying to like make a universe like Marvel? Like,
I don't know, because like it doesn't
seem like they're recasting Batman.
It doesn't seem like there's a lot of, and they potentially might be recasting
Superman.
Even though Henry Cavill did have pictures of him in the black Superman suit recently, so I think he's still Superman.
Yeah.
But after that, who knows if he's still gonna be Superman.
Yeah, and like this Joker movie, I don't think that's tied in at all.
It doesn't seem like there's a lot of hints towards the other
heroes. I mean,
you know?
I guess theoretically they can use Flashpoint to justify all these recastings and whatnot. But
but
then at the same time, I heard that the guy who plays the Flash is out. Is the Flash. I don't know if it's true, but I just saw
the only one that seems consistent is Aquaman and
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
And I know they mentioned Aquaman in Shazam. And obviously Superman.
Yeah, he's got an Aquaman shirt, and Batman, they have the Batarang and stuff. So,
I
don't know.
Mention them, but they don't, like, it's not, like, a very, it's not a very, like, confident mention that, like, this person is going to be the same person, you know?
And spoilers for the end of Shazam. I'm just getting pregnant pause so people don't want to listen. Like, they have Superman show up at the end.
Oh, what?
I just said spoilers and pause, so this is not on me.
Yeah.
But you don't see his face.
Yeah.
They cut off at his shoulders, so you don't see who it is.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, so you don't know. Yeah, that's probably because they're not sure.
I don't know.
It's going to be Superman, you know? But
it was a good movie. I'd go see it. Go see Avengers first, because at this point it's out. You can go see it. So go see Avengers, then go see Shazam. I want to see Hellboy, but it's got terrible reviews.
Yeah.
So I'll probably just wait till it's on TV or I can see it on the internet or something.
Overall with Shazam, like I was pretty like it was kind of a little bit better than I expected, just because I was like, all right, it's a DC movie. It's Shazam. Like, is this going to be like super, super corny? But I was actually like, all right, this was entertaining.
It was a little bit, but that's the characters.
And that's just superhero movies in general, too.
Yeah,
like, it's always going to be a little corny with certain stuff. But like, they did a good, like, it was a lot of funny moments, you know, like a lot of like cool moments in the movie. You know, they just did a great job. And like Tommy Johns actually kind of said it best when I was talking to him about it, is that if this movie came out when like we were kids, it would have been his favorite movie.
Yeah.
And like I could understand that. Like as a kid, you know, like oh, I could turn into a superhero. Like like what I would have dreams that I was in a subway car and I came out and the Shazam guy was there. Like I would literally have dreams. If I was, I could picture myself having a dream like that as a kid if I saw that movie when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because God knows that happened with other superhero movies
You imagine yourself as a superhero all the time when you're a kid, right? Yeah, it's exactly. I wouldn't be lying. How many times I'm like a 10-year-old kid trying to do a Kamehameha or something.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Or shooting webs at my
hand. Exactly, yeah. I've had dreams where like I'm starting to become Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like some, you know, I'm like, you know,
it's like that's
going through the symptoms or whatever.
Love that shit.
Yeah,
so.
Just because of what I saw in a movie.
Right.
Like the when he's in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, when he's in his room and he's like, I've literally had dreams where I'm like in my room
and
shooting webs. Yeah. So yeah, I definitely agree with that.
But no, yeah, it's a good movie. I would go see it. It's definitely a good superhero movie.
Yeah.
For sure. But right. Like they're lucky they got in before Avengers came out. Cause everybody and their mother is going to be on to see Avengers movies.
For sure. Yeah, I'm not sure if there's other superhero movies come out this year.
Yeah, so Spider-Man Far From Home comes out July 2nd.
Oh, right.
That's the first Phase 4, quote-unquote, Marvel movie, because it's technically Sony, but it's the first Phase 4 movie.
And then Star Wars comes out as well, but that's not
Christmas
superhero.
Time.
Look forward to that.
Yeah, I think Captain Marvel, Shazam, Hellboy, Avengers, and Spider-Man, and...
You know, next Aquaman doesn't come out for a while.
I think that's it.
Yeah, we can look it up real quick because we do got some time to kill, right? Superhero movies 2019. Spider-Man, Dark Phoenix.
Oh, that's not in the Marvel Universe, though.
Gambit movie?
I don't think that's happening this year.
Justice League versus the Fatal Five.
Those are cartoons.
Yeah, it looks like probably it. Here we go. Here's release dates. The New Mutants, that's coming out August 2nd. You know that
one? Oh, yeah.
That kind of looks cool.
The Joker.
Oh, Joker, right?
I don't think that's a part of anything, though. I think it's just standalone.
Yeah, I think so.
Birds of Prey is that Harley Quinn movie.
Gambit is 2020, it says.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen because of the whole DC... we're in the 2020s at this point. But Fox Disney buyout will change everything. X-Men related, which Gambit is a part of the X-Men universe.
Indeed.
Except Deadpool. I think they're keeping Deadpool its own thing.
Didn't they already draft a Josh Allen last year?
The quarterback, with his defensive end.
All right.
But anyway, go see Shazam.
Yeah, go see it. Shazam.
It's good.
So that kind of wraps up the whole podcast here. I hope you guys had a good time. This is kind of a shorter one, but we stretched it out as much as we
can. Not really. It's almost an hour.
Almost an hour. But, thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to follow the Mistakes Podcast on Twitter.
Yep.
It's at Mistakes Podcast. And also stay tuned for our new partner network here is the Podcastle Network, which is going to basically house a bunch of our podcasts underneath its umbrella. So stay tuned for some news on Podcastle Network.
Mm-hmm.
And also go check out the Just Because podcast. We just recorded another episode for that.
Yep.
So you can check that out on all your favorite streaming
services. We talk
more
about the Avengers and stuff in that.
We do, yes. And then check out the Tommy John Show, of course. He just had a recent interview with some developers for a game called Bomb Sorters. So if you're interested in checking that out, go check out the Tommy John Show. You can listen to it on also your favorite streaming platform. And thank you guys so much for listening. We do appreciate it. You can follow both of us on Twitter if you would like to as well. Personally, I'm at The Real Smoons and yours is
at Bags Gaming.
Bags Gaming. So there we go. And thank you so much for listening, folks.
It's been fun.
Peace.
Peace.